The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Welcome back to Globally Local FM! I was trying to replicate Sid's intro that he made for us. Let's see if it was close enough, because it probably comes right after the actual intro. Oi, Henry.
Yeah. Yeah. Ready?
Go on.
Let's get some energy in here.
Okay, ready? Okay. Let's do it like those, you know, the 80s Pilates show on TV, like for pregnant moms.
No.
Oh. Okay. You know the Call on Me radio edit?
No.
What? Okay, do gymnastics but on TV, you know, in those like headbands and armbands and those like retro vibes.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get me the energy. You're going to be my coach.
My mom does that.
Okay, well, then you know what to do.
All right, ready? Swing your arms up like this. Or is this more meant to be a metaphor, not an actual physical exercise?
Well, you're supposed to do it so that, you know, audio also gets something of it. Because for audience,
okay, Rudy,
I'm now swinging my arms.
Rudy,
I'm going to get
now,
winded.
Sway your arms up and down like you're climbing stairs, but with your arms.
I am climbing stairs with my arms.
No, like Rudy, you have to do it with your arms like this, horizontally.
Okay, I'm doing it, but no, all now right, I'm kind of DJing.
Let the record show for the audio listeners that Rudy is not really picking up what I'm saying, but it's also because my camera is like fully out of frame, so he doesn't really have a good frame
of reference. All I see is swinging your shoulders.
All right, ready? Swing your shoulders.
I am. Hey, Macarena.
All right,
content,
all awake,
content.
All awake. Oh, well, ready.
I want beef of the week.
Oh.
From you.
Okay, well, I had it listed under episode 41. Let me find it.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
See?
Auto-adjusting brightness, ready. I forgot about this, and I am back with a vengeance. I have a new computer since, I think, I didn't have it yet when we last recorded, Rudy?
Oh!
Question mark?
Yeah, because I know you were going to receive it. I don't think you had it.
Yes, and let the record show that I'm still recording on my old computer because my new one, for some reason, I couldn't figure out the audio settings. But, actually, you know what? Getting the computer is a whole ass beef of the week as well, but it's not really worth getting into.
No. You can get into that now and then do a two-parter where you get back to it in episode 41.
Okay, I'll just start with the auto-adjusting brightness then. So this thing, for some reason this computer, and I think, I forget where I already, I think my phone has this as well, but I was able to turn it off on my phone, is where you're just sitting somewhere and it's like, oh, it'll auto-adjust the brightness to whatever you're doing or whatever your lighting conditions are, and it's like, first of all, how do you know what my lighting conditions are unless you're spying out the camera, right? So
you're
how
Chinese
you don't do that?
Spy.
Yeah, that, but unironically, like, don't look at me, don't look at my room. Second of all, I don't want auto-adjusting brightness. Nobody in the history of computers has wanted auto-adjusting brightness. It's a feature that's garbage and shouldn't exist. So I wanted to turn it off. I go to the brightness settings. Okay, I don't see anywhere to turn it off. I think, all right, no problem. I'll just Google it. I Google it. It says, oh yeah, here, it's in your brightness settings. I go back to the brightness settings. It's not there. I literally go back to the main screen, type in auto-adjusting brightness, something like that. It comes up as a thing I can click, right?
Yeah.
I click it. It relinks me to the brightness screen, and it's not there. So it's just like, okay. What do you want me to do then? I've just been sitting there with my brightness auto-adjusting, and I still think it's garbage, but I just have to take it.
There must be some way to turn it off. There must be.
I don't know. I really, really thought so as well, but if it's in the brightness settings, and I have clicked on every fucking button in there. It's just not there. It's not happening, Rudy. They hate me. Big Tech hates me.
Big Tech does hate you.
Yeah.
But it is a very prevalent issue for me as well. Well, you know what? My lamp actually auto-adjusted the other day. Because it blew the fuse.
Okay.
I was just reading a book and suddenly decided, you know what? It's time to go to bed. And it just went dark.
All right. That's kind of scary, to be honest, probably.
So, yeah. No, my beef of the week is, and here's a weird thing I never had happened before. But today, when I woke up, so I was dreaming about, like, I had a dream, weird one, again. Not going to go into the details of what was in the dream. All I can tell you, there was a very dirty river in there for some reason. But point being, I am in the dream, I am cold. I am shivering. I wake up, because God forbid, but I'm also cold IRL. Because it was -2 outside. And I feel like whenever I go to bed under my double blanket and, you know, PJs, which I never really sleep in PJs, but in winter in Netherlands, I guess I do. It is kind of too hot a bit because the room is overheating. But when I wake up, everything is like retracted into me because it's too cold. So like, come on. What is this system? Do they just like, at some point somebody's like, you know what? Maybe I'm getting spied on. Maybe through my window hatch. Somebody's always just like, okay, he's asleep. Okay, guys, turn it off. Turn it off. He's asleep. It's safe now.
What? I mean, do you keep your heating on overnight or what do you mean?
I have not touched that bish since the day I came here. Well, I turn it off and on like for summer, winter. But I am not that person like, if those friends ever listen. There are some friends of mine who never turn on heating for saving up energy. And then you go to their place and I'm like, I'm sorry. Thank you for living in the North Pole. But this is the reason why I don't come over very often.
Doesn't sound familiar.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's easiest really to just conform to the elements, return to monkey, as it were, you know.
How's
if it's cold,
you?
Then pretty poorly because we have a central AC here that's always on. And it's
is your
fucking
dream to become a monkey?
Nah.
I can tell you the
I'm
first
right,
step.
Actually.
Walk around the street naked. Grow
yeah,
a nice
I'll
bush.
I'll be in jail within like 5 minutes if I do that.
But you'll be naked and as a monkey. Just have that in your mindset.
Nice.
Because monkeys
wouldn't care.
I don't
know if I told you this. I don't know if I've told you this news story before, Rudy. This is a news story from where I live, approximately. From where I live, there's a train station 5 minutes away. And a while ago, I think this was like 2 months ago already, the trains were out in the morning and there was police in the main street and I didn't think much of it. I just went to the bus replacement. But it turns out a guy, because there's two apartments being built there, a guy got naked, went into the building, started a fire, and then climbed up on the crane, naked still, and just just chilled on top of the crane, all at 8 in the morning.
Well, he saw God, okay?
Yeah, no, that was pretty funny. I like, if I looked up, because it wouldn't be an angle I usually look at, but if I looked up that morning, I would have seen it happen.
Oh my God.
So,
you didn't see the morning crane, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ah, missed opportunity.
Oh, well. Plenty of those to go around, huh?
Missed opportunities? Oh, boy, you tell me about it. Anyways, on that good note, I think it's time for the news. Wait, we never said where we are.
Yes, I did have some facts about where we are, actually. Today, we're in Palik here in Micronesia, which is the like administrative capital, but there's not a lot of people live there. It's on the island of Pompeii, Rudy. Did you know that?
I did. I mean, I looked it up on Google Maps.
Well done. So, biggest island of Micronesia is Pompeii. But as usual, just like places like the Kiribati, it's just a island, like a Pacific island nation with lots of tiny islands spanning a very large region, so not a lot going on there. And that's actually my two facts, not a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be the episode, I'm telling you guys. Content, content, content. Okay, so, well, now that everybody knows that where it is, my first news article. Fuck you, where's the news? Second news article, biological weapons? Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. I'll be happy to say that this is not what my news is, so this
good,
is a good
because this one was from 2024, actually.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, on July 12th, 2024, so half a year back, the Federated States of Micronesia, FSM, deposited its instrument of accession to the, and listen with me here, to the UN Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production and Stockpiling of Bacteriological, Biological and Toxic Weapons, and on their destructions. Abbreviated BWC. BWC. There's not a single word that stands with a C in that title.
I don't know. Is it French? The abbreviation?
I don't know. But it is the UN Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production and Stockpiling of Biological and Toxic Weapons and on their destruction. BWC. Where? How? Why? I get B,
know, really.
Biological, W, weapons. C, where did the C come from?
Crack
C, the
down.
Weapon. Oh, crackdown.
C, the weapon. I like that.
Anyhow, the objective of the BWC is to ban the development, production, and stockpiling of biological and toxic weapons. Best yet, this was all done under the agreement and oversight of America, known as the most peaceful country in the world.
Yay.
And one thing, though. Who out here in Micronesia stockpiling biological weapons?
Oh, who knows? It might be something left over from World War II, potentially, as like a genuine guess, because there was a lot going on in the Pacific at the time. Not to get too Pacific.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it, and I'm kind of sad that I get it, but... What do you think of biological weapons, Andy? Good? Bad?
Yeah,
morally gray?
Let's go with bad / morally gray.
Morally gray. Give me arguments for morally gray, please.
Okay, well, technically a biological weapon could be like hitting someone over the head with a tree, and I don't think that's inherently bad.
You know what? It is biology's weapon, if you must. And
yeah.
You know what? In that way, if nature stands against us and, you know, reclaims its territory, I'm all for biological weapons. Let it be known on record. Please
yes.
Don't clip that.
Rudy is anti-BWC.
Big working... Well... I'll let you figure out what C stands for. Winging.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to go there.
Big winging.
Is there anything else to that article, Rudy? Or it's just they had
Do
it in
Do you think
their
there's anything else for this article? Do you think I have any more articles to begin with?
Yes.
Yeah, surely.
What was the fuck you, where's the news article? I was really intrigued in that one.
Oh, that's literally the title of I have no news article. Because there's nothing. There's literally nothing.
Okay, Rudy, how's this for news? Stranded group found after riding help on the beach with palm leaves.
What?
Yes.
Where did you get this? This sounds like big news and I never... What?
Yes, Rudy didn't do his research.
Well, okay.
A group
full honest
of
here.
Guys...
Can I?
Go on.
Please, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Can I just... Can I, please? Can I?
You can.
Okay, yeah, can I?
You can. Go.
How does it feel to be on the receiving end on this?
Pretty good. I think this is really funny.
Wow, I can really see you laughing right now.
Yeah, go on.
You actor. Anyways, I mean, I did remember about, you know, that we have to record this 3 days before recording it. So that's my oopsie.
Yeah, I got this news article like 2 days ago, so same time span, buddy boy.
Okay, thank you for throwing me under the bus like that. Go on then.
No worries. All right, a group of guys, Rudy. That's something you like,
really,
right?
Really
a group
like,
of guys.
Yeah. Italians?
Unfortunately not. I think they were Americans. So, ready? Stranded group found after writing help on beach with palm leaves. Yes. So I was saying this is that very comic book-esque thing where it's like, oh, this shit is never going to work in real life, but, you know, it works in the comic book because haha, fantasy or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's basically what happened. Group of guys that were stranded on an uninhabited, otherwise if it was inhabited, it would be a far less interesting story. Uninhabited Micronesian island were found after 9 days because the Coast Guard spotted them writing help on the beach with palm leaves. So what happened is they were fishing on their boat. I think they set off from somewhere and they were at this point 160 kilometers like away from their starting point.
Yeah.
At which point they snagged, a coral reef. And they knew they weren't going to make it back because their boat was damaged. So they intentionally beached themselves on this uninhabited island. And then, yeah, they wrote on the beach, help, with palm leaves.
Their relative they had supplies? Yes.
I think it was just surviving off the island. But their relative in Guam notified the Coast Guard when they didn't come back after a set amount of days. And then the Coast Guard went looking for him, and they found him using, specifically they cite, the help thingy on the beach. They found him because of that.
Wow. Well, there you go. Real-time story of, well, I guess it works.
Yeah, so there you go. And I had a further look into it. So what happened is, in 2020, the same thing happened. Except this particular group wrote SOS on the beach, also were found. And then in 2016, this happened twice. And also both times they were arrested.
So it's not fantasy after all, it works.
Yeah, one of these groups had like a whole ass shelter built. Like truly how you would see something like from a fantasy like series or something where it's like, oh, we're stranded, we got to now build a shelter.
It's not fantasy it looked then exactly if it like works, is it?
I guess not. I mean, I guess, yeah. I was thinking it feels like it would be way too large of an area to scan. Because it's kind of a vast region with a lot of small islands, but I guess, I don't know. I guess not. I guess it is very doable.
I mean, if you know where the islands are.
Yeah, like, but still, like... ones. Yeah, I mean, I guess if someone has it on the beach and you circle it once, then I guess it wouldn't be too hard to find.
I mean, what is it? Just a small walk in the park, except the park is the Pacific Ocean and it's, you know, spans hundreds of kilometers. What is that to begin with? In these days, like with this technology, you know, everything's possible.
Yeah.
I could swim that distance. Watch me.
Yeah, I was also saying in the part earlier where I was rattling by myself that it's important to tell people where you go, you know?
Can I just say, it is a fantasy of mine to vanish for 3 months from everybody's life. I have thought of it before. Like, not to do it, but like how they said, it's fantasizing and doing it. You know what I mean? Well, it's like a scenario I will never actually do, but
obviously.
Yeah.
Like, okay, same here though. Well, where would you go if you would do this, theoretically?
Huh. Well, I was thinking just on like some kind of like a like trip, basically, and then come back up 3 months and it was like, where the fuck did you go? And I can just do the, well, I guess that stays with me. Fucking dark and mysterious. No, I don't know. Probably
you would
like
never
Thailand
be able
or
to
Nepal.
Tell nobody.
I will become honestly, a monk for 3 months.
Yeah, I think that's the most valid reason. I've actually, funny you say that, I was thinking of doing that today, actually.
Oh, well, let's go.
Yeah.
Meet you in Nepal, buddy. Let's record these last four episodes, so they only notice it if we committed after the next 3 episodes, and when they don't come out, they're like, oh shit, they're in Nepal.
And then in 3 months from when you're hearing this, a new episode comes out as if nothing ever happened.
That will be the new intro. And we just start with... Om.
Nice. All right, ready? Well, I guess we've gone way too long at this point. How about we go to the art?
To the...
Hi, everyone. This is James from your local government registry of names. In recent years, we've noticed that a lot of people are not very confident in putting themselves out there. We believe that this is because of a change in the social and media landscape. While this is ultimately unavoidable, you can do something to boost your own confidence. Introducing the novel and never seen before concept of changing your own name. Picture this. You're wanting to start a podcast with your friends. You have a look at your names. Rudy and Henry? That sounds awful. No one's going to listen to Bozos with those names. With our help, we'll change your name to something way cooler. Before you know it, you're now called Ronnie and Harvick, and you're probably hosting a cricket podcast called Cricketcast. Change your name today and become a far better you for tomorrow.
Boo! Yay! Bad example! Boo! Yay! Great example! Worst example ever! Whoever made that!
I love that.
Worst example ever! Why did you choose cricket?
I think that was a great example. I love cricket. We all love cricket.
No.
We do, in fact, all love cricket. This is an official statement from Globally Local FM and by extension Tome of Hazard. Trust me, bro.
The only crickets I love are the ones that make noise in the summer.
Why would you love them? They're fucking annoying.
I feel like it's summer vibes, you know? When you hear them, you're like, ah, it's summer vibes.
Right. And then until they're fucking chirping their, like, your ears off day and night, and it's like, okay.
I don't know what kind of mutant crickets do you get in Australia, because you probably do, but here, they're just, my ventilator is, you know, ventilator, why did I say ventilator? My fan is louder than the crickets.
When I first got here, I was staying in like a granny flat, like basically like a small separated building part, which was just a bedroom.
I'm so sorry. Stupidest joke I'm about to say on the history of this podcast. You go into retirement house and just like you would order a flat white, you order a granny flat.
Nice. Anyway, a granny flat is basically just a detached part of a building in the back of a property. In this case, it was truly just a bedroom. So I was staying there, and while I was sleeping, these crickets were fucking screaming the entire night long. It was actually genuinely difficult to sleep at times, because it was just like, can you shut the fuck up? Like, nobody asked for this.
You have a hand, a slipper, or a book in it, go and kill them.
Brother, I'm not going to go outside and hunt these boys in the middle of the night. It's not worth it.
You should. It really would release your anger, I think. You have a lot
I'm not angry. Do you think I'm angry?
Look at it.
I'm not angry.
I think
I'm like the opposite of angry. I am joy.
I told you that you should do it, so...
Okay, Rudy.
Well,
I'm gonna wait for you to apologize. Sorry. No, yeah, I'm gonna wait for you to apologize for snapping at me.
Well, I'm not a turtle, so I don't snap, but hey.
Nice. Alright, then let's go to the next segment. I feel like this episode is completely off the rails.
And it is gonna be the most milquetoast episode ever. This is, if we ever had ratings, this is where they would have died.
Why would you say that in the middle of the recording? Say that afterwards.
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
You know, but now everybody's going to actually agree. First they were thinking, oh,
no, actually,
I'm a brainless...
What? Whoever listens to this episode, if you don't hype it up like it deserves to be hyped, you're not my friend anymore. You know what?
Rudy, you're
next
right.
Time I see
this
you,
sucks.
And if this is the episode that came out that day and you have listened to it, you better look me dead in the eye and be like, this is the best episode. I almost said the word that I'm not supposed to say. This is the best episode ever that I've ever heard of Globally Local FM. And you better tell me that, because otherwise, if I find out that you didn't and you listened to the episode, well, there will be repercussions and they won't be nice.
All right, let's finish this episode out then, and let's start with a better one, huh? How's that?
Yeah.
We're staying positive. All right, everybody, close your eyes and picture the following. You sit in the shade, enjoying a nice drink, and the wonderful sights of people wiping out while surfing. You decide to get in there yourself to show those amateurs how it's done. You get out there surfing the waves, flying high, enjoying the thrill. Suddenly, you slip and tumble into the water. You get spun around, and your knee snags a hit on a rock. But despite the great pain that you are in, you manage to pull yourself back onto the beach, after which you're rushed to a hospital. After examining you, the doctor puts one hand on your shoulder and says, "The collision of your knee with the rock has shattered your kneecap, making your knee much smaller than it previously was. You have a rare affliction called micronesia, and you may never walk again." So if losing your ability to walk sounds this fun, then maybe micronesia can be your next destination.
This guy. This is abhorrent. What has become of us anyways? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't do this anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to ponder the question, the trials, and the outcome of whether you have what it takes to become a local in the capital of Micronesia. You like jungle?
Yes.
Greens?
Yes.
Weeds and vines?
Definitely.
Tall grass, creepy crawlies that exist only to serve their ultimate purpose, to be the stuff of your nightmares?
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, that's your choice. You like TikTok?
Not really.
Snapchat, Instagram, Google Maps?
No.
Well, let me tell you, one of those is better than the others, and you're not having it, Palantir, as in the little yellow man. And no, I don't mean Trump. The Google man has been brutally murdered somewhere in the jungle you so willingly want to go in. No coverage in Palikir. Bad. I can't make this if you don't have coverage. So give me content. Do you think that directions can overwhelm you?
No.
Oh, well, you should be quicker with that. Well, what do you mean left or even, God forbid, turn right? Luckily for you, there's only one main road around the island. You just go round and round, forward and onwards like a carousel. Sick, right? So if all of these appeal to your antics and so on, start swimming. It's a long way from the coast. Point being, I make this because of the Google yellow man, because I walk around and then I'm like, haha, look at this funny thing. Well, I can't do that if you have murdered the Google man.
Well, you're going to be hard-pressed to find any coverage in the Pacific Islands, Rudy.
Well, they better start. You know what? I want the Google yellow man on everything that God, you know, allowed us to walk on, which is land. And I want in a year, and Google, you better listen to this. In a year, I want a blue man where I can swim through the oceans, up and down, 3D version.
That would be pretty cool, to be
fair. I wanted down to Mariana Trench.
That would be pretty rad.
Yeah, you can look at the moon in Google Space. Why can't we go to Google Ocean?
You can look at Mars as well in Google Space, I think.
Or yeah, Google Earth, how did Google Man was sent to Mars? Why can't they go to the ocean?
I don't know. It's the big ocean is trying to keep itself hidden, you know?
Well, I mean, who's big ocean say? Is hiding big oil. You know that already, right?
I do. And we better
so
keep it
that way.
So you're
not a big supporter of big ocean?
Depends on how you see it. The more oil stays hidden, the more is left for me.
Local business is what I think.
All right. Well, apparently the island of Pompeii is well known for having a good surf. So as my keeping an eye out already suggested, I think go for a surf and then try not to drown.
Okay. For my local business, I have always said that everyone deserves a second chance. Well, maybe except Henry. As we say here at Globally Local FM, stay winning.
Thanks.
Even if you're a ragtag swashbuckler, a thief, and a plunderer, if your heart desires so, anyone can change for the better. So, dear listeners, I encourage you to encourage those who have given up their days of looting and support their local business near Palikir. Pirate diving services and guest house, where presumably Blackbeard himself will teach you how to put that scuba gear on.
Pretty good.
Can I just
you
say,
won't
by
get
the way,
that anywhere else?
I know how to fix the milquetoast episode. Retroactively.
Oh, yeah?
Sid, you're going to do a lot of editing anyways. Just take some random sound effects and insert of all those silence moments just for no reason. Just like elephants trumpeting, air horns blowing just randomly to keep our listeners on their toes. Go wild.
No.
God, this is sad. All right, let's close this one out quickly then, Rudy. My local radio station is it's a bit of a weird one. V6W1 Paradise Radio. Not only do they have some fresh tunes for you, they are hosting the hit show Micronesia's Got Talent. Second edition soon, so get your dance shoes on, people, and get ready to boogie.
Wow, you actually did find one. Well, my joke completely goes out the window, but I'll commit to it anyways. Local radio? What local radio? ABC Radio Australia? V6AV BBC World Service? Because you didn't let me in any others. What is it you're hiding, Palik here? What secrets do you broadcast to your people? I'm on to you, and once in, I shall release your propaganda across the Pacific. You mark my words. Point being, I did not find any local radios, but I guess I should allow Henry to go after me.
If I didn't know any better, Rudy, I would say that you're slandering Micronesia and some type of big agenda that you have, and I don't know what your goal is.
Oh, but you're thinking, well, let me make it clear. Micronesia? Bad.
Wow. All right. Well, Rudy, then let's move on.
No, honestly, I would love to go.
No, that's very disingenuous after everything
with
you said.
With an Italian man on a beach get stranded somewhere.
Just go, yeah. All right, well, if they're getting stranded, it's part of it. I mean, this couple in 2016, they built a fucking banger shelter, so if you want some inspiration.
I mean, when you think about it, all we do these days is inadvertently, because history repeats itself, inadvertently, we're just making content for Vagabond Dilemma Season 2. It's gonna happen, like it or not. So, it's just a matter of time till we understand that there's no more content, so we have to commit. So we go missing. You know what? We used to switch who hosts the episodes, like, you know, per episode. Now we will switch who gets lost and tells this story episode for episode. That's why it's going to be years in the making.
Oh, well, I have wanted to go to just like, I don't know what the like specifics of it would be, but just like get dropped somewhere and then have to find your way home without using like classic tech, you know?
Yeah, me too. Just I would like to get dropped in, like, I don't know, like Veldhoven and try to find my back way to Eindhoven.
Oh, that'll be a difficult one. No, there's no escaping. Anyway, we'll find out. I think one day, Rudy, you might just wake up in the middle of a forest and just know it was me, all right? Try to challenge you to find your way home.
Well, on that good note, you know what? I have never meant it more than I mean it right now. Dear listeners, genuinely thank you for listening to today's episode of Globally Local FM. Because if you hear this right now, that means you stayed. You stayed through all of this. We kind of don't know where it's going to end up being because we derailed the episode somewhere midway. But yeah, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. Go give love to our colleague Colossal Pengu on Twitch. You can find me on 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, Rudis 3 zeros, Instagram. To give me that... Well, at this point, I'll take anything. Send me a meme just to know that there's still, you know, something to feel after this. Henry, where can we find you?
You can find me head in hand sitting in front of my computer screen looking at the listener statistics.
Yeah, I think you're going to be you're going to be sitting there for a long time. Anyways, and then next week with more news, hopefully, we will see you in...
Drum roll, please.
I don't think this deserves one, but sure.
Geneva, Switzerland. Hey! What's the deal? All right, see you then. Bye.
I think we should start making, like, help SOS out of palm trees or something near our houses so they just release us from this hell.